إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, today we are going to take another topic from what the author, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, consider as the supererogatory salah. The one we are going to talk about today is Salatul Istisqa. Al-Istisqa as a mazdar of the verb istasqa. Istasqa means to ask for rain or to ask for water. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى. That is when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. So al-istisqa means to ask for water, but in this context it means to ask for rain. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down the rain. This is not common in our own society, particularly in the South, because we enjoy rainfall. Unlike in the north, where at times they may have something like this in some places in the north. But in places like Saudi Arabia, they always do what is called istisqa, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down the rain, because there might not be rain for months. So much so that when they witness rainfall at times, they will be very happy, because it's something that they witness once in a while. Unlike us, for the past few weeks or in the last few days, we have been witnessing continuous rainfall, continuous downpour, to the extent that some people will be unable to go about their day-to-day activities. So this is one of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that a lot of us will not appreciate. I was talking to an Indian brother some weeks back. He had come to reside in Nigeria for a while. He said, how is the Nigerian weather treating you? He said, Nigerian weather is very good, just like that of India. The guy was residing in Saudi Arabia for years, so he came to Nigeria. He said, the weather is better than that of Saudi Arabia. That is moderate, because he has come to Lagos, not to the north. So, in Saudi Arabia, they go out to observe Salah, to ask Allah to give them rain. So people like that will know the importance and the benefit of Salah to the come. But for us, we may not appreciate it, because the water that we have, we keep as something that is too much. It's even too much. If Allah can take away some of it, so that we can go about our business the way we want. So for those who are looking for it, the Sheikh says, وَصَلَاتُ الْإِسْتِسْقَى سُنَّةٌ إِذَا اضْطُرَّ النَّاسُ لِفَقْدِ الْمَاءِ. He says, Salatul Istisqa is sunnah. It's something that is sunnah. It's one of the ways of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا اضْطُرَّ النَّاسُ لِفَقْدِ الْمَاءِ. When the people are compelled not to have water. وتفعل كصلاة العيد في الصحراء. It is a established and observed the way we observe Salatul Eid in Sahara in the desert. It is established the way we establish Salatul Eid or we observe Salatul Eid in the desert, that is in an open place, not in the masjid. We observe Salatul Eid in an open place. Salatul Istisqa is also observed in an open place. It says, وَيَقْرُبْ إِلَيْهَا مُتَخَشِعًا مُتَذَلِّلًا مُتَضَرِّعًا. A Muslim goes out for the Salah mutakhashi'an, with humility, mutadhallilan, with humbleness, mutadarran, likewise supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fayusalli raka'atayn, you observe two raka'at. ثم يكتب خطبة واحدة, he will deliver one khutbah. That is, he will address the people after the salah. يكثر فيها الاستغفار, he will do a lot of istighfar in it. That is in the khutbah. وقراءة الآيات التي فيها الأمر به. Likewise, he will recite verses that ordered us to do istighfar. وَيُلِحُّ فِي الدُّعَى, he will do dua persistently. وَلَا يَسْتَرْتِي الْإِجَابَ, and he will not consider that the answer or the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his dua is delayed. It is to observe the salah, for him to do istighfar, to deliver khutbah, to supplicate. But he wants it on so and so day. He won't say that. He will not say that. وَيَنْبَغِي قبل الخروج إليها فعل الأسباب التي تدفع الشر وتنزل الرحمة. It is also good, before going out to observe the salah, to do some things that will ward off evil and will also bring about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can istighfar, such as seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tawbah, repentance. Wal khuruj min al mazalim, for one to return back those that you have cheated, the items you collected from them wrongly, you return that back. Those that you have offended, you try to seek their forgiveness. This is what al-khuruj min al-mazalim. what you know you have done wrong, you have offended some people, you try to seek their forgiveness, their pardon. And if it's something that you have to return their items, you return their items. Well, in Samuel Khalif, likewise, doing good to people, being kind to people, such as being further found in life. وغيرها من الأسباب التي جعلها الله جالبة للرحمة دافية للنقمة والله أعلم. And things other than this, from among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, are things that would bring mercy and will also prevent punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mean one is prepared, ready to go and do the dua, to go and do the salah. So those that you know you have wronged, you try to return their property to them. Those that you have offended, you try to watch, to seek their indulgence, to seek their pardoning. Then you do a lot of sadaqah, you do a lot of istighfar, you do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sins that you have committed. So within everybody is prepared. Then we go out for the salah. So you observe the salah the way we observe salah to age. You observe it to Sahara in the desert that is in the open place. Now the way we observe salah to age can also mean the same way. If you want to observe salah to age, when you make takbir, how many takbir do you do in the first rakah? 7 takbir. Salatul Eid is 2 rakah. In the first takbir you do 7. In the second, in the first rakah you do 7 takbir. In the second rakah you do 5. So the same way you observe Salatul and it is called like that. This is the view of Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. However, some scholars are of the opinion that this is not so. That is, you observe it, you observe the 2 rakah normally. You observe it normally, not like Salatul Eid. But there is a hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi that specifically mentioned that if you are going to do 7 takbirat in the first rakah and 5 takbirat in the second rakah. And this hadith is authenticated by some scholars. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala also declared to be authentic. And for those who believe that this is not authentic, so they say what? You observe it normally, just 2 rakah. So in some of the ahadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his rida. Rida is the upper garment. That is the upper wrapper. That's the rida. Izar is the lower one. So the one, you know, this is what? The left and this is the right. If I should bring this one to this place and this one to this place, how am I going to put on the clothes? So meaning what? This one will be facing the back. So this is what they call what? Qadbu Rida. So it was said that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. But if it changes, as if one is being optimistic that if our condition, the way it is that we are facing serious drought, with the salah, we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our condition. There are going to be what? Abundance of rainfall. Just as we are changing the garment. Just as what? We are changing the garment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also addressed the people. Does that mean that the address is khutbah? A lot of scholars said yes, it is khutbah. Some said what? It is not khutbah. It is just ordinary address. And that's why the author said that you are going to address the people. What? One khutbah. So some scholars say there is no khutbah after it. So this is the way salatul istisqa is observed. So if we want to go by the hadith in Tirmidhi, the same way you observe salatul Eid. So you do 7 takbirat, you recite Fatiha and another surah, and the first rakah. The second rakah, you do 5 takbirat, you recite another, you recite surah al-Fatiha and another surah. Then after that, you address the people. You address the people. So this, as I said, you observe it often in Saudi Arabia. You observe it often in Saudi Arabia because there's always a need of prayer. But it's good for us to know that as what is called what? Salat is called, even if Allah has not made us to face something similar. It's only those who face it that will know the importance of what seeking for it. So this is how it is observed. At times, let's know for Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we just do the dua, no salah. No salah. So if he wants to do dua, maybe it is on each day for instance, he just do the dua. If it is on Friday, he just do the dua. Like the case where a man came into the masjid and he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, halakat al-amwal, tanqata'at al-subuk. Oh, Messenger of Allah was delivering khutbah of Jummah. So the man came in and said to Messenger of Allah, halakat al-amwal. That is the property are destroyed. So like that, he said, things like that, that we can't get water. And Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised his hand and he supplicated. And before he finished the prayer, rain started falling. The rain fell for a good week. A good week. Min al-Jum'ah till al-Jum'ah. Every place was flooded with water. The same man came the second Friday, the following Friday, and said similar thing. That this rain was too much. It's too much. Even the property are getting destroyed. And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma awalayna la alayna. O Allah, take the rain away from us, not on us. Send the rain to the ahkam, that is to the watch, the in-laws, and what, and the manabi, the shadar where trees are growing. Take it away from us. And in less than minutes, so to say, the sky became what? Clear. The sky became clear and people were walking as if nothing had happened. So yes, it was not reported as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed Salah. Rather, he raised his hands to the extent that his armpit could be seen. The whiteness of his armpit could be seen. So that's where scholars will tell us that one of the places that you raise hands, when you are being dua, you bring the two palms together like this. But if the dua is dua of ibtihal, that is you are seriously beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something for you, then you can raise it in such a way that it will appear as if the hand is what? It's facing down. So with this, the armpit, if one is putting on something like rida, the upper garment, not something that is covered, the armpit could be seen. The armpit could be seen. So it is only in cases like this, Messenger of Allah raised his hands up seriously. But on a normal day, it will just do like this. So this is the way to do it, just like this. Not serious, raising. So this is on Salatul Istisqa. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not try us with this. Because if we are tried with this, we know the importance of what we have just discussed. So almost every time they go out in Saudi Arabia to ask for it, they go out. So maybe in a year or so, they go out to ask for it. And Allah always gives them the rain. There was a day, one of the Ash period, about, I think, let me say about 14 years ago. So after one of the salawat, the five daily prayers, we just had the announcement that they want to pray salat is come. And they observed the salah. We joined them in observing it. The following day, the rain started falling. The rain started falling. So they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will answer their prayer. So it's something that is what? Mujarrab. It is tested and proven. But at the same time, let's assume you supplicate the rain doesn't come. You will say what? This thing is fake. Allah may have a reason for not doing it at the time you expect. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min muslimin yad'u bi da'wati laysa fiha qati'atur rahim, laysa fiha ithm wa la qati'atur rahim, illa afahu Allah li ila farati." There is no Muslim that will supplicate, and in that supplication, there is no ism, no sin in it. He does not engage or involve himself in something that is sinful. وَلَا قَطِعَةُ الرَّحِيمِ. Nothing that has to do with the severing of the family tie within the supplication. Good supplication. إِلَّا عَطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدَا صَلَاتٍ. Allah is going to give him one of two, three things. إِمَّا يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعَوَاتًا. You see that Allah answers his prayer immediately or as soon as possible. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوِي مِثْلَهَا. Or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts from evil and evil. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may also keep it for him to the day of Qiyamah. So the dua of a Muslim is accepted. But when we want it, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us our request and what we are asking for. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our fears and make our feet firm on His path. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Now this question says, the common practice amongst our Arabs is that the sun they go inside out while observing the Salat of Isha, or this is also part of the sunnah of the Salat. And secondly, are we to remain on the spot until it begins to rain?
Alhamdulillah, salat wa salam ala rasulullah wa ta'ala. As for remaining at the spot, the edge, we should not hasten. It's not compulsory that when you do the dua or you do this the salah, you should be expecting the rain immediately. No. If Allah wills, it send down the rain immediately, the way it did when that man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if He wills, He may delay it. But what we should rest assured of is that Allah is going to answer our prayer. So as for putting the clothes upside down, inside out, so there is nothing wrong with that. What matters is what is alcohol to turn the garment. So you turn it inside out, There is nothing wrong with it. What you have done is what is called, and it's not compulsory to do it as well. Allahu
Akbar. No more questions. I have another question, just like this, you know, I find some of the Muslims is around 640 now, are they?
Less than
640, so you have to be very good. So this question says, can a Muslim succeed in seeking for rain? It is Muslim that succeeds to Allah for rain.
Somebody is a Muftadi, can he, that is, can his supplication be answered? Now a Muftadi is a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayer of the Muslims. The fact that somebody is a Muftadi does not mean what? It's not a Muslim, unless if his bid'ah is bid'ah that is mukaffira, that takes him out of the fold of Islam. As I've always said, we look at things that are to'at, acts that we do in order to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe things that are compulsory, like salah, the five daily prayer, like the fasting of Ramadan, like the compulsory zakah and the like. Those who do this, you say they are doing what? The ta'at. And those who refuse to do them, they are doing what? Ma'at. Those who take intoxicants, commit zina, theft, take riba, and the like, they are doing ma'at. The one who does something the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded, this is the way you should pray, this is the way you should fast. We say the person is doing what? Sunnah. The one who is doing it otherwise, we say the person is doing what? Bid'ah. The one who is not giving Allah his right, giving the right of Allah to another person, we say the person is doing what? Shirk. The one who is giving Allah his right, we say the person is doing what? Tawheed. So we have what? Tawheed. We have what? Sunnah. And we have what? The general ta'at. The opposite is what? Shirk, bid'ah, and what? Ma'asi. The general ma'asi. Now, somebody who is a Muftadi, it means the person is doing something in a way contrary to what the Sunnah has brought. So for people not to fall for this type of person, at times, the scholars will be harsh on him. Not because they are saying he's not a Muslim, but they are being harsh on him for his own benefit, so that he will not die in the state of what? Of doing things in a way contrary to what the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has explained. For his own benefit. At the same time, for the benefit of those who may want to follow his way. So when scholars are asked on somebody who is doing bid'ah, that doesn't mean they are saying what? He's going to dwell in hellfire forever. They are doing it for his benefit and the benefit of those who may also take to his way. On the day of Qiyamah, the person will be among what? People that will be elevated. It's just like somebody who steals in this world, but the person who observes Nawafil at night, the five daily prayers, he will do this, he will do that. But he steals. When he steals, what is up to the sword and he drops towards to the authority, they will say, this man will be to art. He will pray five daily prayers regularly in the masajid, Qiyamul Layl. They will do that. They will treat him as far as what that test is concerned. they cut his hand. So cutting of his hand doesn't mean that it was is not willing you love. But they punish him for that particular thing. The same thing, somebody who does something in a way contrary to the Sunnah, they will be asked on him on that particular thing. But they are not saying that on the day of Qiyamah, the person is going to watch, is going to dwell in hellfire forever. Allah may forgive him, may not even watch, throw him into hell. Because when you ask some apanat that Allah is going to use to wipe his what if he has. But for people not to fall for him in this world, so they won't take his bid'ah as what? As sunnah. So this is the way the scholars will solidly understand it. And that's why you see, maybe there will be ash on somebody. Not because they are telling that this boy is no more wedding you love. No. It's so that the person watch. When you see that people are ash on him, he will quickly change. But somebody that they notice they are ash on, maybe the person is not going to change. That thing is going to affect the person more. Maybe somebody who doesn't understand the deen, it's not doing one video or the other, or is this something of mafia or the other. But if you are ash on the person what will just go away completely. There will not be ash on him. They try to watch, use another method, which is what being changed to with him. The person you are ash on, you want to correct him and also not allow people to fall for watch for him. The person that you are changed to with, you want to watch, you want to correct him too. And that's where somebody will relate to the message. And the person of Allah will say what? Da'uhu, let us remove. Leave him, don't let him watch. Spread the urine around him. Huh? And the person will supplicate Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammadan wa la tarham ma'ana ahadan. Oh Allah, have mercy on me and Muhammad alone. Have mercy on me and Muhammad alone. And the Messenger of Allah said, "You have made, you have narrowed what is what." But Abu Bakr, Rabbi Allah, and will do something and watch. The eye of the Messenger of Allah will change. Umar of Allah will do something, his eye will change. And Umar will say, "Watch." He will start watching. He will start being istighfar, begging. Now, which ordinarily, if you want to go there, who is the Messenger of Allah supposed to be asked on? Is it the person that is what? Closer to Allah on that man. So if that's the both of them, what will make them come back to Allah? That other person, so for you to be lenient with him, is what will assist him before Allah. For you to be asked on people like Abu Bakr, is what will make him watch. Because somebody who fears Allah, when you see that what he has done something wrong and what messing up Allah being ash on me, I'm finished. That what who elevated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the issue of what sunnah, bid'ah, people should understand it. So when they are ash on some people, or depending on people, it's not because they are telling the Lord this what is going to dwell in. It's what? To rectify that person and for people not to fall for it. But it's not the same thing you apply on everybody. Take your, for instance, now, what some of our mothers will do that is media. You'll be asked of them, you say, what? Mom, it's not like that. But a brother that you know that been attending alcohol together, is mashallah, sooner. If that brother does similar thing, you'll be asked of him. How do you explain? So, and that's where scholars will say what? Al-Hajj, boycott. Boycott is like Idawa. That a medical doctor will not recommend a medicine for you, except that the doctor feels that he's going to watch. He's going to watch, benefit you. So when a doctor knows that if he recommend a drug for you, he's going to harm you. Recommending that drug for you, is watch. It will be harmful to you then. So the same thing is what boycott and so forth. If the boycott is going to assist the person, it should be what? It should be sent. Like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, that was a very close friend of his, I'm sorry, I can say friend and the same time student, because they are almost the same age. So that man had problem, so to say, with some of his friends. They had a Jamiria. They had a Jamiria. So he was the head of that Jamiria. So he was not saying, he was saying that the wives of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are masumat, that they are infallible. They couldn't make mistakes. Other people were saying, no, this position of yours is wrong. The wives of the Messenger of Allah, they are fallible. They are not like the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the man was very harsh. He was rigid. And he was making the deal of those people who disagreed with him on that matter. So that other people, they had to call for Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. The Sheikh left from Syria to watch, to Amra, from Halab also. He left from maybe Dimash to Halab. He came. So when he got there, he started the discussion. Despite the fact that the Sheikh was present here, he was not convinced. He still insisted that anybody who says the wives of the Messenger of God are not ma'asumat, such a person is a mufteri. So the Sheikh tried to talk to him, he insisted. So Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, boycotted him. So whenever he saw Sheikh Al-Albani, he would make the speech to the Sheikh, Sheikh won't respond. He would smile at Sheikh, Sheikh won't respond. So he had to go and meet some people. The Sheikh is boycotting him. Sheikh boycotted this man till the man died. He did not speak to me. He did not speak to the man. Sheikh Al-Albani talked about this in Islam and this is when he was talking about the hadith of the Ataraktu Fikum Amrain. So when the portion of Ifrati, he was talking about that. He talked about how the Shia will interpret it in approach to the Christian. And that was our move, we talked about this as well. So attempts boycott will be used in order to what? To rectify somebody. But someone that you boycott, that boycott will rectify him, rather it will increase him in what in his guidance is not advice. Unless if that is going to assist other people. If he's going to assist other people. Maybe the person has what followers like all these jama'at, all these jama'at, funny jama'at. Maybe they are leaders, for instance, that if he's boycotted, maybe some of what his followers, for instance, they will be on the right path. So, going back to the question, somebody is a Muslim, if he's an imam, if he prays, Allah can watch, accept his prayer. Allah accepts the prayer of what? Of whom? A kafir. And that's why some of the hadith, what taku? Da'wat al-mazloom. Avoid the supplication of a mazloom, the one you wrong. Say what? Wa in kana kafira. Who believe is what? A kafir. So the Muslim supplicates, Allah may accept a prayer. That doesn't mean what people will not be harsh on him as far as what his leader is concerned. A typical example, or let me say something that goes with that, is somebody who steals and the person who observes scholar do this. What if it's confirmed that he has stolen and he has stolen up to what he saw the court is harsh? So all is what scholar, everything. That's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they see is what the instrument. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, I would speak our livestock with the animals along to observe the Salah.
Oui?
I would speak our livestock and all of that.
Along to observe Salah. I don't know of any evidence for that. I don't know of any evidence for that. Allah.
Can we say Bismillah in the bathroom because we want to perform ablution? I don't think Bismillah before ablution. And is it confirmed that we do Bismillah before ablution?
I think we have discussed this. Bismillah before ablution, according to majority of the scholars, is mustahab. Contrary to those who consider it to be what condition, like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. Saying Bismillah in the bathroom is punishable. So if it's out toilet, in the toilet for instance, where you defecate, so in this, a lot of scholars will say you shouldn't say it. However, if there is need for you to say it, maybe you want to perform ablution, then in that case, they will say what you can say it. And this is the favorite thing of Sheikh Ibn Baz, the people say, Min Rahimahum Allah
Ta'ala. How we organize for us also for natural disasters and calamities? Can we have organized for us coming together because of calamities or natural disasters?
It's not clear to me. Is it related to Salatul Istisqa or Salatul Kusuf? No, if it is earthquake, it is a service from Abdullah ibn Abbas or the line that they will treat it as the way they treat Salatul Kusuf. Salatul Kusuf that he created some weeks back. So if it is something like earthquake, things like that, the natural calamities, so we can treat them like that according to the stronger opinion. Some scholars are of the opinion that Salatul Kusuf is restricted to what? The essence of the sun and the moon. But Allahu A'lam, what is more correct is that it can be extended to other calamities. Allahu A'lam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.